Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Not going to be happy if you're dealing in a world online. And I've definitely coached long enough that I don't deal in that world. Only online I look at is usually movie stuff and rap battles and funny things that animals do.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Beavis, Butthead, and Kyle Shanahan.
That was classic.
If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Just really quick, just to get back to what it is he was talking about in that press conference, I'll finish my thoughts and I want to hear from you guys. It's Jake Hutchinson, it's Lorenzo Neal, it's Dan Abone, filling in for Willard and Dibs. But Christian McCaffrey, make no mistake about it, if he's healthy, he's going to go. And if he's going to be your number one, then Jordan Mason, as good as he was, and he was better than adequate, is going to be relegated to a number two role. And as a number two, you're going to play sparingly. You're going to play as much as you've played in the last couple of weeks. And Isaac Garendo, you're now number three in the pecking order. When it comes to Christian McCaffrey, and all I hear is that he's not the same guy. I got to be honest with you, Lorenzo, as well as you, Jake. I'd love to sit here and say, because I often put myself on, you know, Dan Devone's island of one, but I don't see that. What I see is, where the hell do you want him to go? I don't, Lorenz, you correct me if I'm wrong, because you played the position. You played the game. Usually, if I'm watching a running back or anybody on a football field, I can usually, after my fat ass has been sitting on the couch watching football for all these decades, I can say, you know what, dude, you just missed the window, or you can't get to the second level. You can't turn the corner. I can see that. I don't necessarily have to be on the sidelines. Christian McCaffrey, to me, is like, bro, there is nothing. That zone read, either teams have closed that gap, which I want to talk about, which I think has a lot to do with where the 49ers are at in terms of their struggles. But there's just nowhere for him to go. This idea that he's lost a half step, that he doesn't have the ability to beat Christian McCaffrey, there might be an element of truth to that. But I'm with Kyle Shanahan. What it is that I see, there's like three dudes waiting for him in the gap. In terms of where it is that people want him to go, Jordan Mason sure as hell isn't running over those four guys. And I think a lot of this is just simply, much like that of Deebo Samuel, when people are saying that he's washed. I know that that's trending and seems to be really popular. Is he as effective as he was a couple of years back? Probably not. But what Kyle Shanahan is able to do, as it relates to Christian McCaffrey as well, is put Deebo in space. Like, schematically, how many times did you see Deebo and then yak? Like, Deebo on that shallow cross, whatever it is, and then Deebo could run after the catch. There's no windows anymore. And I think a lot of teams have they figured out the secret sauce as it relates to Kyle Shanahan. But just getting back to Christian McCaffrey, I don't necessarily see what everybody else sees, apparently. That he's slow to half step, that he's not recognizing the ability to get to a second level, or that he's not the same guy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think Christian McCaffrey, it's nothing to do with him. We've been talking about it for the last couple days, you know, and Jake and I, we've been on the same page of just there's nowhere to go. When you're running that zone read, your offensive lineman has to create a new line of scrimmage, and your goal is to get the lineman to run laterally, but you push them 1 to 2 yards up the field. So if I push them 1 to 2 yards up the field and you have a speedy back like Christian McCaffrey and he's racing to get to a spot like you're alluding to, the stretch play, he's stretching, getting there. So the defense is moving very, very laterally. And if you have the safety of corner, if they come or whatever, now once he puts his foot in the ground and get north and south, there's a lane. But the backside has to become the front side, meaning that when you're running that zone read, your backside guard and tackle, they have to get those guys on the ground. You have to cut them off. So when Christian McCaffrey sprints to a point, when he puts his foot in the ground, he's getting north and south, and now he creates those spaces that you're talking about. But what's happening, the backside's not getting those guys cut off. So when he tries to stop, he has to absolutely stop. And now, like you said, the posse is coming to get him. Since you don't have any penetration, since you don't have that push on the front side, he can't use his speed. He's getting to the tackle spot or to the tight end spot, and he's already stopping. It's usually a stretch. So you usually get those guys running so he has more time to use his speed to push the defense and make them run laterally, and then he can cut. But when he can only take 2 steps, you didn't get the defense to move, and hence everyone's still in the box, and that's why you're seeing 4 and 5 guys hit him and tackle him, and he has nowhere to go. He has not lost a step at
whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
At all. The only thing that I would say is, you look at Saquon Barkley, look at the way he's running, but number 14, forget his name, that goes in back.
Well, yeah.
He comes in and he backs him up. You look at around the league, look at Derrick Henry. You get Baltimore. They have running backs that back him up. They're getting 5-6 carries a game. Jordan Mason is a guy has earned the right to carry the ball at the bare minimum 5 times a game because he is a different type of runner. He doesn't use his speed to stretch the defense. He's not necessarily a zone stretch. He's not a stretch guy. He's a zone. He's one cut. He's getting downhill. You can let Jordan Mason, he's more physical. He runs through more arm tackles, so he gives you a different dimension. This is not about getting Christian McCaffrey off the field. This is at times using Jordan Mason and Christian McCaffrey at the same time. This is about saying, hey, let's let a guy soften him up because he runs physical and he's more bigger between the tackles. Now, Christian, you can come in and finish these things off. So it's not that you're taking necessarily Christian off the field at all times. You're just saying, here's a guy that right now offensive line can't do what you're asking him to do. So hence, Jake, it makes Christian not look as effective as we know that he can be.
Yeah, I think there's a few things going on. I think number one, it's the offensive line. They're not getting pushed. It's been bad. We've covered that extensively. It starts, I think, center and left guard. They're not doing it. And there's other guys that are missing blocks left and right. I do think the reason you have the discussion about Jordan Mason and Garendo and all that is because, and McCaffrey, after the Seahawks game, admitted it, that he's not quite where he wants to be. And Shanahan, in this press conference, while defending him, I think he also said, you know, he's not at that MVP level. He's not where he should be. And I don't think anyone really expected him to be immediately back to that level. And I'm not quite sure it matters a ton because he's not getting blocked for all that
right,
well.
Right.
But I think where you get the sort of frustration on the fan side is Jordan Mason was one of the best in the NFL this season with mediocre blocking and making something out of nothing. And so bringing him in, you know, occasionally, especially between the 30s or something like that, where you can take a little bit of the load off of McCaffrey and get him in situations where you're closer to the red zone and he doesn't have to go every single down, is something I think that could help him and I think would benefit the 49ers. But again, it's McCaffrey, the fact that he's not an MVP level, that's not you know, the main problem. It's no. The problem is they're not getting any movement up front, and that whoever's back there, it's a really tough assignment for them.
I think Kyle Shanahan sees McCaffrey as the reigning offensive MVP, and that he's got to get in a rhythm, that you feed him and you continue to feed him so that he becomes Christian McCaffrey by the fourth quarter. He has never shared the load with anybody when it comes to Christian McCaffrey. And I think Kyle Shanahan is trying to revisit that. That when Christian McCaffrey is cleared to play football, he's my go-to. I don't split it with Jordan Mason. I don't split it with anybody. I go with him because I believe in him. In order for him to get to where it is that we're comfortable with or we're accustomed to, he's got to get that lather. And in order for him to do that, he needs the reps. And it may not be popping for 4 or 5 yards an attempt, but eventually he'll be there. But he's riding McCaffrey much like he did the last 2 years. And so if you're the backup, unfortunately, for McCaffrey, or if you're number three in the depth chart, that's where you're going to stay. I could be wrong, but I think he's waiting for McCaffrey to return to being that guy.
Well, he won't see it this year because you don't have the push up front. And that's the difference that we're saying. McCaffrey, I'm not asking McCaffrey to split. I'm just saying give him a bite of the sandwich. Give Jordan Mason a bite. Because if you give him a bite, he is going to create an opportunity for you to even have more success. That's all we're saying. I don't believe Jordan Mason's a better back than by no stretch of imagination. McCaffrey is one of the best, if not the best, passing receiver, even better than Saquon Barkley out of the backfield. As far as being able to run physical and do those things, that's not necessarily McCaffrey's strong. Now, you still see him a run over guys. He can break arm tackles. He can do that. But he's getting hit in the hole. Jordan Mason, in this type of offense where the offensive line is not creating a line of scrimmage, they don't get any stretch on the zone. McCaffrey's a great runner in a zone stretch read because you're sprinting. McCaffrey gets the ball. He's sprinting. They say your aiming point is the wide nine where the tight end's supposed to be. They're supposed to get that, and it's ace block tackling. Trey block, tackle, tight end. That's what Trey means. Tackle, tight end. They tray up to the backer. So they get the guy on the end, they double team him, and they push up to the backer. So you create a lane. So the tackle, the tight end, knocks the defensive end onto the tackle. They're pushing, and now they scoop up or tray block up to the linebacker. And now McCaffrey, with his speed, he's at that angle and at that point right there. So now he has a lane that you're talking about. Put his foot in the ground, get north and south, and that's when McCaffrey becomes absolutely unstoppable. But what you're getting is the guard is letting the guy beat him across the face. The guard's not able to cut him off. He's getting penetrated in the backfield, so he's creating a new line of scrimmage. Now McCaffrey's stopping at the B gap instead of the 9 or the C gap, way out wide. It doesn't work, coach.
Jake. Write this down. Let's go. All right, we come back. We'll continue to talk about the 49ers. We're sponsored by Safeway. Jake Hutchinson, Lo Neal, Dan Devone. It's halftime.